During the 13th century, the left bank of the Gauya River was governed by the Order of the Brethren of the Sword, later known as the Order of Livonia, while the territories on the right bank were under the domain of the Archbishop of Riga. Grimolda Castle belonged to the Riga High Council, which was a group of 12 high priests who advised the Archbishop. Grimolda Castle was built on the edge of the high bank on the right side of the Gauya, near the Vigmester Castle Mound and the village of Livs. This placement made it nearly impossible to conquer. On one side, it was protected by a steep valley wall of Gauya River. Two additional sides were obstructed by Vigmester River, which had equally steep banks. And the fourth side bordered on a man-made ravine with a drawbridge leading to the forecastle. The deep valley of the Vigmester River also provided a natural borderline between the lands of Grimolda and Turaida. The castle was built using large-sized boulders. The outer walls of the castle at ground level was about 2 metres, 6 to 7 feet thick. The castle was involved in a number of battles between the Livonian Order and the Archbishop of Riga, as well as many of the later wars of Livonia. In the spring of 1601, during the Swedish-Polish War, it was conquered by the Swedish army. In the fall of that same year, advancing Polish troops burned the castle down so it would not fall into the hands of the enemy. The castle was left unrepaired after the fire. The castle regained purpose in the mid-19th century under the ownership of Prince Levin, not as a military fortification, but as a romantic addition to a park. From here, you'll find a beautiful overlook point named Bellevue, where you can enjoy the numerous picturesque bends of the Gauya River.
The project is co-financed by European Regional Development Fund.